From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama delivers his first Oval Office speech to the nation tonight after a two-day visit to Gulf Coast communities reeling from the BP oil spill. A preview from NPR's Scott Horsley.
8 weeks after an explosion ripped through a deep-sea drilling well, President Obama will detail his plans to respond to the nation's biggest oil spill. That includes cleaning up the mess, safeguarding future drilling efforts, and pushing for cleaner forms of energy. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs told CBS the president will also detail a plan to set up a multi-billion dollar compensation fund for people whose livelihoods have been threatened by the spill.
The best way to prevail on BP is to take the claims process away from BP to ensure that those who have been harmed economically have their claims processed quickly, efficiently, transparently, and that they're made whole again for the disaster caused by BP.
Senate Democrats want the company to set aside $20 billion. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama has been spending this day in Florida meeting with military personnel in Pensacola. Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman of California slamming big oil executives on Capitol Hill today.
ExxonMobil, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, and Shell are no better prepared to deal with a major oil spill than BP.
Waxman says whatever response plans are in place amount to nothing more than, quote, paper exercises. Some oil execs sought to distance themselves from BP. ExxonMobil chief Rex Tillerson says the Gulf spill would not have occurred if BP had properly designed its deepwater well. And Chevron CEO John Watson said his company's drilling operations are safe. An investigation is underway into an armed couple's attempt to get into the MacDill Air Force Base near Tampa, Florida, last night. The latest from Bobby O'Brien of member station WUSF.
An unidentified man and woman were detained by military police after being stopped at an entrance gate to MacDill Air Force Base. Air Force officials say the two did not show proper identification. They were taken into custody at the gate and their vehicle searched. Security officials found military-style uniforms and weapons, but no explosives. The Tampa base is headquarters to U.S. Special Operations Command and U.S. Central Command, which runs the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. This is the second incident at MacDill in a month. In May, an Army veteran was shot and killed after an altercation and chase on the base. For NPR News, I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.
After a report revealing improved business conditions in the New York area and import price data showing tame inflation, U.S. stocks continue to rise. At last check, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 126 points at 10,317. NASDAQ gaining ground up 41 at 2285. S&P 500 up 15 at 1105. This is NPR News. British Prime Minister David Cameron is delivering a solemn apology for his country's role in one of Northern Ireland's darkest chapters. Before the House of Commons, Cameron said, "A 12-year investigation of Bloody Sunday finds a confrontation was unjustified and unjustifiable." In 1972, troops moved against crowds of unarmed Catholic protesters in Londonderry, killing 13. Cameron said flatly, "What happened should never, ever have happened." To that, those listening from Londonderry burst into applause. The audio signature of the 2010 World Cup in South Africa is turning into such an irritant to many soccer players and fans that at least one major broadcaster is considering putting vuvuzelas on mute. The latest from Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
Fans complain they can't hear the TV commentary because of the blast of tens of thousands of horns, known as vuvuzelas in South Africa. The BBC now says it may eliminate the audience sound in its broadcasts and simply use the commentary. An increasing number of foreign players have blamed the horns for poor performance. They say they can't hear their team members on the pitch and can't concentrate. Argentina's Lionel Messi says playing in the 2010 World Cup is like being deaf. But South African organizers defend the horns as part of this country's rhythm and culture. They've even suggested foreign visitors pack their vuvuzelas for use in sports events in their own countries. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
The search for flash flood victims in Arkansas is winding down. 20 people are confirmed dead. State police say no search crews were out this morning, but the operation had not yet been officially suspended then. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.